The dentist. When Kurt Lemon was killed, I found it hard to mourn. I knew him only slightly, and what I did know was not impressive. He had a tendency to play the tough soldier role, always posturing, always puffing himself up, and on occasion, he took it way too far. It's true that he pulled off some dangerous stunts, even a few that seemed plain crazy, like the time he painted up his body and put on a ghost mask and went out trick-or-treating on Halloween. But afterward, he couldn't stop bragging. He kept replaying his own exploits, tacking on little flourishes that never happened. He had an opinion of himself, I think, that was too high for his own good. Or maybe it was the reverse. Maybe it was a low opinion that he kept trying to erase. In any case, it's easy to get sentimental about the dead. And to guard against that, I want to tell a quick Kurt Lemon story. In February, we were working an area of operations called the Rocket Pocket, which got its name from the fact that the enemy sometimes used the place to launch rocket attacks on the airfield at Chu Lai. But for us, it was like a two-week vacation. The AO lay along the South China Sea, where things had the feel of a resort, with white beaches and palm trees and friendly little villages. It was a quiet time, no casualties, no contact at all. As usual, though, the higher-ups couldn't leave well enough alone, and one afternoon an army dentist was choppered in to check our teeth and do minor repair work. He was a tall, skinny young captain with bad breath. For a half hour, he lectured us on oral hygiene, demonstrating the proper flossing and brushing techniques. Then afterward, he opened up shop in a small field tent, and we all took turns going in for personal exams. At best, it was a very primitive setup. There was a battery-powered drill, a canvas cot, a bucket of seawater for rinsing, a metal suitcase full of the various instruments. It amounted to assembly line dentistry, quick and impersonal, and the young captain's main concern seemed to be the clock. As we sat waiting, Kurt Lemon began to tense up. He kept fidgeting, playing with his dog tags. Finally, somebody asked what the problem was, and Lemon looked down at his hands and said that back in high school he'd had a couple of bad experiences with dentists. Real sadism, he said. Torture chamber stuff. He didn't mind blood or pain. He actually enjoyed combat. But there was something about a dentist that just gave him the creeps. He glanced over at the field tent and said, "No way. Count me out. Nobody messes with these teeth." But a few minutes later, when the dentist called his name, Lemon stood up and walked into the tent. It was over fast. He fainted even before the man touched him. Four of us had to hoist him up and lay him on the cot. When he came to, there was a funny new look on his face, almost sheepish, as if he'd been caught committing some terrible crime. He wouldn't talk to anyone. For the rest of the day, he stayed off by himself, sitting alone under a tree, just staring down at the field tent. He seemed a little dazed. Now and then we could hear him cussing, bawling himself out. Anyone else would have laughed it off, but for Kurt Lemon, it was too much. The embarrassment must have turned a screw in his head. Late that night, he crept down to the dental tent. He switched on a flashlight, woke up the young captain, and told him he had a monster toothache. A killer, he said, like a nail in his jaw. The dentist couldn't find any problem, but Lemon kept insisting, so the man finally shrugged and shot in the Novocaine and yanked out a perfectly good tooth. There was some pain, no doubt, but in the morning, Kurt Lemon was all smiles.